Hey there, welcome to the call. This is Inspiring Stories of Transformation, where we have each week a brand new entrepreneur who has a story of transformation that they'd like to share to inspire you to keep going, to keep moving forward towards your dreams as an entrepreneur. Because I know personally that I've gone through periods as an entrepreneur where I've wanted to give up. I've wanted to, you know, throw in the towel, and I've found it deep within me to keep pushing forward, to keep moving towards my dreams, because truly we are here to live our dreams. That's why we're living right now. And so my hope and my intention with this series is to really help you see what's possible, help you see that you're not the only one going through challenges, that there are entrepreneurs out there. You know, it may look like it was an overnight success for them. However, it really wasn't. You know, they had to go through a lot of pain, a lot of struggle, a lot of challenges in order to break through, in order to really, truly know who they are, know what their passions are, know what their purpose is, and to be living that, to be living their dreams. So I have an incredible entrepreneur right now on the line. His name is Caleb Jennings, and I connected with Caleb through Facebook, and I've been following him for a while, and he is always inspiring, always sharing incredible things, incredible posts, incredible messages to really uplift everyone who reads them. Especially me. I mean, I can only speak from my personal experience, but I'm sure he is impacting thousands of people with his messages. And so, Caleb, are you on the line, buddy?
I'm here, man. Thank you so much for that warm welcome.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, just to kind of get started, if there's anything, you know, a story of transformation or a story about your evolution and kind of how you were able to get from where you were to where you are today. You know, if anything's coming to mind, please feel free. Go ahead and share, brother.
All right, man. Sounds great. Yeah, you know, I've got two very pivotal times in my life that I'm going to touch on, actually. And one is sort of the beginning phase, and the other one is a more recent phase. And where I'm at now. And the beginning phase was a really fascinating aspect of, you know, my personal hero's journey, which is, you know, I grew up in a very small mountain town in Colorado, and my passion was snowboarding. It was just my life, you know, kind of took over everything that I was doing and was my main focus all day, every day. I was just loving it, right? And I became a snowboard instructor, and I was on the hill sometimes 120-plus days a year. And I was actually pursuing a pro career. That was my goal. My main mission in life was to become a pro snowboarder and to be in the videos and travel the world and have my sponsors pay for private jets and, you know, to the works, basically the ultimate lifestyle of a professional snowboarder. And I was on that track. I was doing really well. I was winning competitions. I was basically kind of dominating the local area that I had because I had a few tricks under my belt that no one else was doing, you know, which were a couple of things like one's called a Misty 720, which is a front flip with two rotations, and a Rodeo 900 at the time, which was back then a really big deal, which is kind of the basic trick nowadays, but back then it was kind of a showstopper, you know. And those were basically getting me through these competitions, and I was winning medals and winning tournaments and everything, and my sponsors were basically saying, if you keep this up, you know, you go through, you hit these next competitions, you know, we're going to start upping your sponsorship. We're going to give you free stuff. We're going to give you boards. We're going to, you know, send you around the world. We're going to film you in video parts. You know, my dreams were coming true at that time. And so I just kept following that. I kept going with it. You know, at the time, though, you know, reflecting back on it now, there was a lot of different aspects of my being. I was very young. I was very impressionable, and I'd gone through a few phases in my personal life where I just, you know, I had some anger within me. I had some self-doubt, some, you know, many self-limiting beliefs from my childhood, which was relatively good, but there was a few things that kind of threw things off, which most people have in their lives, right? So in the midst of working with that and pursuing this professional snowboarding career, I got to the point where it was the last competition of the season. And if I were to win this one, it would complete my circuit and my sponsors would basically make all my dreams come true. And on this day before the competition, I was practicing. I was in the park. I was by myself having a good time. And it was the first day I ever wore a helmet on a snowboard, actually. And that helmet actually ended up saving my life that day, because throughout that day, I was going to lunch. And the run before I went to lunch, I decided I'll switch up my line. I'll take a different jump in the snowboard park, which is sequential jumps, one after another. And this kid on the chairlift with me said, "Hey, you know, I was riding with a couple of friends. I saw you in the park. I was wondering if I could ride with you." And you know, I was kind of aggressive and a jerk back then, to be completely honest. And I was winning competitions, so I felt like, you know, very entitled, and I felt like, you know, the world, you know, kind of bowed down to my feet. I was a total douchebag back then, actually. And I was like, "Yeah, sure, kid, why not? You know, just you know, don't get in my way, keep up, and if I lose you, don't take it personal." And so this kid rode with me for this run before lunch. And halfway through the run, I went off a jump that I thought was 50 feet long, you know, 50 feet in length. And I had a trick set up that I just knew, hands down, was, you know, just an easy thing for me. And I ended up going off the jump and pulling the trick, and I came around, and I realized that I was still in the air when I was supposed to be landing. And I looked down, like, where am I? Like, in the middle of the sky, right? So I ended up falling about 30 feet from up in the air, straight down onto ice. The jump actually turned out to be a 25-foot jump, and being the arrogant self it was back then, I didn't look at it, I didn't check it out, didn't scope it before I should have. I just was like, "Oh, I know these jumps, it's all good and, you know, fine and everything." And they were labeled, one's 50, one's 25, they're usually right next to each other. And these were actually mislabeled due to a, you know, very short park crew and stuff. So when I hit the ground, my body literally bounced, right? And after the impact, it was pretty scary, actually. It was a pretty scary feeling, you know, having the wind knocked out of you and the impact, you know, on the ice. It was basically like cement, right? Little did I know at the time that I wouldn't find out till later with the MRIs and the x-rays and everything, I'd actually broken my back and my neck. And it was a very, very severe accident. I basically got squashed, you know, I just, on the impact, my lungs collapsed, basically my heart was damaged, all my internal organs were extremely stressed. And it was pretty crazy, because that one point, that injury, that accident, was actually like a divine 2x4 from the universe, in my opinion, which may sound strange to some people. How could this extremely traumatic event be so inspiring? But that was what shifted me off of the path that I was on, which I thought was my dream, but you know, the universe, maybe my higher self, whatever it may be, had different plans for me. And through that healing process, after that injury and after that accident, you know, I went through a lot of very challenging times because I was confined to my own mind. I was in a body cast. I was in a neck brace. I was hopped up on painkillers and, you know, crazy pain, you know, muscle relaxers and everything. So I was really just totally out of it for a couple months after that. And it just really gave me some time to get clear on what I was doing, who I was being, how I was showing up in the world. And my mom knew I loved to read, so she always put stacks of books right by my bed. She never like told me to read anything in particular, but she just kind of put it there before she would go to work each night. And I just kind of left them for a couple of days. A week went by, you know, whatever. But then I was just like, I got so lonely and so bored. I was like, I need to read something. So I just started picking up some books. And my mom has like the most amazing self-help guru library there is on planet Earth, I think. And she had a stack of like, you know, Wayne Dyer's books and Dr. Andrew Weil and Deepak Chopra. You know, it's just some of the amazing thought leaders there are today. And I just started reading them, and I went through this really fascinating transition throughout the healing process where I equate it to taking a shotgun to my ego, because I realized through that process that I wasn't the only person on planet Earth. The world didn't revolve around me. It wasn't all about me. And that was the beginning. That was like really, truly what I consider to be the beginning of the current life path that I'm on. You know, albeit it's not a straight line. That's what shifted me into being committed to being of service to others and just giving my all, giving my greatest, you know, and realizing that there's so many amazing, wonderful, beautiful things in this world, and that that the human race has to offer amidst all of the crazy nonsense we hear about and the fear and scarcity that is employed by the news media. You know, there's so many more amazing, wonderful things. They're just not reported on as much, right? So, you know, throughout that process, just completely got me on another track. And I had to leave that town. I had to leave that small town. I had to leave the small town lifestyle behind me, go to the big city, Phoenix, Arizona, where I had an opportunity to build a martial arts school with a friend of mine, which was my next passion behind snowboarding, was martial arts. So I went down there to do that, and long story short, it didn't work out. Down there is a very challenging time. My friend had a lot of real estate, and then the real estate market crashed, and he lost everything, including the building we were going to use to build the martial arts studio in. And you know, it was kind of like on my own. It's basically like, okay, do I go back to my own lifestyle? You know, go back to spinning pizzas and watching snowboard movies all the time, and just snowboarding, and just really that was it. You know, not really striving for anything in life. Or do I, you know, just do something completely different, seemingly risky at the time, and something brand new and brand new adventure. And of course, being the adrenaline junkie I am, the adventure called my name. And yeah, that's where the next shift after the accident happened, which was just started to network around, get to know people in Arizona. I didn't have any friends at the time, so I was like, I want to get to know some people. And found a cash flow game group, the Robert Kiyosaki cash flow game. There's a lot of fun. I absolutely love that guy's stuff. And I found that group, and it's just really cool to be with a group of like-minded individuals who were entrepreneurs. They were go-getters. They were motivated. They were driven. They were passionate. You know, always, you know, opportunity seeking, and they just seemed like a really fun, positive, vibing group. And they weren't like my old friends in my small town, which at the time, you know, excuse me, was not the most positive group to be around. They weren't the most fun to be around. It was very dreary outlook in that town and in those people's lives. And they didn't really crave change. They just liked things to stay the same. And there's no growth. There's no evolution in that. And for me, I need that growth and evolution on a constant basis. And so through those cash flow groups and meeting some wonderful friends, building an amazing network there, and lots of people supporting me on my journey, I got into internet marketing. And internet marketing was where my eyes just lit up so huge, because there was so much stimulation in that area, so much mental stimulation, because now you get the same kind of passionate group of entrepreneurs who are now living their lifestyles, you know, with these online businesses, making all this money with, you know, seemingly little work, right? I'm like hearing all these crazy stories about people making millions with online product launches, and it really, really caught my attention. And I met a mentor in that realm, and she taught me how to make money online. I actually started making money online in the first 2.5-3 weeks that I started. And as soon as I got that first paycheck from affiliate sales, actually what I was doing, I was promoting other people's products. And I got a check in the mail from, you know, just clicking on a screen and typing some stuff up and, you know, driving traffic to a site. And that's when the light kind of, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel got really, really bright. And I was like, okay, wait a minute, this is a whole new world. It was this, you know, super huge aha moment. And along that path, it was just amazing to get introduced to some of the most brilliant minds, you know, some amazing friends that I have today. I got pretty well into that scene, the internet marketing community, and all the big product launches, and I worked on a handful of multi-million dollar successful launches. That was an amazing learning experience, And just from that, man, it's been a wild ride. You know, there's a lot of interesting transitions throughout there. And, you know, something you and I were just talking about a little earlier was just realizing what path you're on. And when you're going in the right direction, when you're going in maybe not so right direction, and just making sure you get on that path that is really, really what your heart is set out to do, what you feel drawn to do. But it'd be really challenging, especially as an entrepreneur. And, you know, for those that are listening, it can be really, really challenging sometimes to be stressed out and trying to keep up with daily life and, trying to keep up with the Joneses and just trying to just do what you need to do and be productive and be happy and, be romantic and be loving and, be all this different stuff and then, be what society wants you to be. It's pretty overwhelming, for some people. And it's just fascinating what happens when you start to actually listen to yourself and really just start listening to what your heart is singing out for. So it was a real fascinating time going throughout the internet marketing community, meeting some wonderful people, some amazing people, some kind of shady people, straight up, some shady scene type people in there. But it was really great because I got to see both ends of the spectrum. Got to see both ends of the contrast of human behavior in terms of that particular industry. And it was great. I take a very Bruce Lee approach to life, which is similar to a style that he created called Jeet Kune Do, which is, I sum it up as take the best and leave the rest, which to me personally means try many things, identify what you excel at, identify what you enjoy to do, what you love to do, and then integrate that into who you are and apply your own personal style to it in whatever you do, whether it's dancing, whether it's business, whether it's martial arts or gymnastics or football or hockey. I mean, everybody's got their own personal unique style, and that's one of the things that kind of sets them apart, right? And that's what I just really highly recommend people to try out sometime. It's just, instead of committing yourself 100% to something and saying, I can't do anything else, I have to do this one thing. In some cases, in some environments, that works really well. But a lot of the times, when you confine yourself to that, where only one method of traffic generation works, and everything else is I don't need to focus on, sometimes those things can get you a little bit stuck, right? And it's really good to just play around and have fun. That's one of the biggest things I've learned through this whole experience so far is to play and to test and to experiment and just utilize a different framework on the way you see life and the way you see your business and the way you see your family and the way you see things that you enjoy is be playful, be fun, just have a good time with it. Because that's what we're all working towards in our own ways, some form of happiness. As entrepreneurs, we're it's like, okay, cool, we got to make money, we got to make sure we can pay our employees if we have them, we need to keep growing, we need to get our brand out there. There's just a million and one things along those lines to the life of an entrepreneur. And those things are all fun to focus on to a degree, but when your life gets consumed by them, it can be very detrimental. It can be detrimental to your health, both mental and physical. It can be detrimental to your family life. It could be detrimental to just the overall quality of living. And I think that's something that that a lot of people are starting to realize nowadays. And I'm really glad they're starting to realize that because it was really challenging for me to watch some of my friends destroy their health, gain tons of weight, and just completely disregard their quality of life just in the name of a specific achievement that would gain them maybe some social recognition with a particular group that they're part of. And then, it was just all about the money. It just became about the dollar signs. And money is very important to business, of course. I definitely don't want to subtract from that at all, but it's not everything. He who dies with the most toys is still dead, right? it's the truth. So, when we're able to live a very harmonious lifestyle, however that looks to us, my version is very different from some other people's version, and it's constantly changing and evolving. I've gone from crazy, excited, manic type, go, 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 hustle, hustle, to, a lifestyle which I lead right now, which is very calm and peaceful, very in touch with the nature, very, somewhat meditative to a degree. And then, I hammer it when I get to the business. I really hammer it when I get to that. And, that kind of leads into, the second aspect of, the second aspect of the story that I was going to share, which was my next pivotal moment, my next pivotal change, which was actually the most powerful since then. There was my accident, which was a huge lifestyle 180, and then the next one was when I actually started what I considered to be waking up. I started to wake up in my own life, and I started to step back and get some altitude on what I was doing and where I was going and what I was looking to achieve. And the biggest aspect of that pivotal shift was actually switching my lifestyle completely around, focusing on my health, really, because my health was, I was a little bit overweight, and I shifted to a fully plant-based diet. And that one, just that one change has completely and totally altered my life in the most positive ways. It's been the greatest shift in a mental and physical aspect than the last accident, you know. And it was really amazing to realize that, you know, food is the foundation. Food is really the foundation to a really healthy, sustainable, happy, exciting, passionate lifestyle that many of us dream of, you know, and we're dreaming of being on tropical islands and, you know, having the woman of our dreams, the man of our dreams, or whatever it may be. You know, we have these dreams that we see in the future. We future pace all the time, and we have all these aspirations we go after. But if we're not healthy enough to experience those to the fullest extent, we can't experience the full extent of happiness that those moments may provide us if we do achieve them, you know. And that's really a big challenge I find, especially in the realm of entrepreneurialism and in the realm of, you know, startups, in the realm of online marketing and, you know, businesses from home, is people kind of put their health on the back burner. It becomes all focused around the business. It becomes all about the achievement, about the bottom line. And they lose track of the things that are truly important to a human life well lived, which I feel that most people on the planet can agree that living a healthy lifestyle with a fit body, with energy to burn on a constant basis, without a need to rely on painkillers or other pharmaceutical drugs, without a need to rely on stimulants of any kinds, to just wake up and feel great and dive into your day with passion and purpose and really just make those milestones, achieve those goals, and help others reach theirs in their own way. Be of service to others, you know, in your own unique way. You know, that's been the biggest shift thus far, man. It's a pretty powerful one.
Yeah. Wow. That was incredible, man. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Welcome.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to begin. that you touched upon right there at the end is so crucial. It's about, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, just any human being that's living on this planet, you know, the only way that we're going to experience life to the fullest is to fully be aware of what's happening around us. And and so, yeah, dude, that's something that I certainly have been experiencing recently. It's just that need to put yourself in a certain mindset where what you're experiencing becomes magical. So you could be walking outside in the park and, you know, the trees around you, you can be in the place where, you know, you're like, oh, that's a tree, you know. Oh, that's a river, you know, and kind of just point and look. Or you could actually experience the magic and experience the fact that, wow, you know, this tree, it's been living here for years, for maybe even hundreds of years, you know. It's just been here, and it's appreciation. That's really what it is, appreciation for what is around you. Appreciation for, you know, the fact that it had to go through a lot to get to where it is right now. And I think that's really what ties into this whole thing is coming from a place of appreciation for the challenges that entrepreneurs out there really had to go through. It really humbles you, and it really makes you reconsider the perhaps you know, recently you've been going through some challenges, and you may be getting a little bit hard on yourself for, you know, maybe wanting to quit. And the only way for you to move past that is to really step back and, you know, gain an appreciation for everything you've gone through, everything you've been through. Really look at what you've gone through and figure out what is it that you've actually learned from this experience. And when you start doing that on a regular basis, really stepping back and looking at everything that's happening around you and everything that's happened to you, you start to gain this appreciation, gain this sense of understanding that where you're going, where you're headed, you know, especially if it is in alignment with your heart, you know, if your heart is really in this, you know, you're never going to quit, because you're always going to be moving towards that. And as long as you continue to focus on that and continue to appreciate the process, you will really start to live more fully and really just happier. You know, it's really an incredible experience that I feel a lot of entrepreneurs have gone through, where it's at first it's, you know, the shiny object syndrome, where it's like, you know, like what you were saying, I had the same experience when I first came online, where I was like, oh, you know, I can make millions of dollars just by putting one product out there, and that really excites you. But then you kind of miss the big picture, and the big picture is the journey, not the destination. And so, yeah, man, I really appreciate you sharing your journey and your story. And so for anyone listening right now, what is it that, you know, you really feel could benefit, you know, let's just say there's an entrepreneur out there listening that, you know, maybe is experiencing some road bumps, and you know, maybe feels as though they want to quit, they want to give up. What is it that you can say to them to allow them to keep going towards their dreams? What kind of words would you like to share with someone who's in that situation?
Oh man, that's a wonderful question, and one of my favorites to answer, because we each have the complete innate power to do whatever we want to do, to be whomever we want to be, and to achieve anything we want to achieve, whether it's internal or external. You know, a couple of points are, you know, reading is hugely important. You know, even if you're not an avid reader, I highly suggest you become more of a reader, because leaders are readers. If you want to lead in your area, your industry, if you want to lead in life in general, there's such an array of knowledge that is, you know, packed into every page of so many wonderful books out there. And you'll find some ones that really resonate with you. And, you know, just being able to consume new information and learning new things, it's very powerful to balance that with implementation. You know, one of the things we touched on with you know, learning new things is learning equals behavior change. You know, if you've changed your behavior in some way, shape, or form, you've learned. If you haven't, you have not. And that's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. You know, knowledge is knowing how to do something. Wisdom is doing it, right? And just being very, very clear about those things. I would highly recommend that any entrepreneur who is just intent on dominating the world in their own personal way, you know, their own slice of the world, and making a dent in the universe, as Steve Jobs once said, you know, is focus on cultivating what I call high leverage habits, you know, high leverage skills. And high leverage habits basically are the habits that we have the power as human beings to consciously create within our lives. We are creatures of habit as it is. Sometimes they're not the best of habits. Sometimes they're extraordinary habits, but we have the power to choose which habits we want to keep in our life and which ones we don't. And by high leverage, I'm talking about what is one habit that you can instill within your life, within yourself, in the next 28 to 30 days that will get you closer to achieving all the rest of your your ideal goals and dreams and passions. You know, what one thing could you do that will have a sort of trickle-down effect that will affect everything else? As an example, for me, it was food. You know, when I talk about food as the foundation, when I started learning more about who we are in terms of our body and our digestive system and how we process foods and how we gain energy and how we lose energy, you know, I really did research on it and still do to this day. It's our life. It's our business, right? And I found out that when I put powerful food inside of myself, when I put living, raw, organic foods inside of myself, when I cut out the processed, packaged, refined sugar, starchy, carbohydrate breads and candies and things like that, everything changed. My body had the fuel that it needed to function at its optimal level, right? If you give the analogy of a car, right? If our body is like a car, you know, would you go to the gas station and pour sugar water in the tank? No, you're going to put, really good, good grade fuel in there. If you're driving a sports car, it's going to be even higher grade. And if you're an Indy 500 race car, it's going to be near jet fuel, right? To get the performance that you need out of your vehicle, right? So far as I know, this body that we're in is the only vehicle we get in this lifetime. That may change with all the amazing rise in technology, but so far as I know right now, this is the only vehicle we have, and it's to be respected. Whether you choose to respect it or not is your choice, right? But it's really powerful when you can function at your best 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, when you can just rock at what you're doing, when you have the mental clarity, when you have increased cognitive abilities, when your brain is functioning and firing all cylinders, you know, which ties back to another one of my passions, which is neuroscience. You know, just take an interest in learning about your brain. Really get to know who you are. Get to know what's inside your skull, because it's running everything. It, to hear the words and interpret them into meaning, it's what value you're getting out of this. It's how you're going to take messages and information from this and apply it into your own life if you choose to, which will then get you positive results as you go forward in your business and your life. Focusing on food, learning about your brain, reading more, creating high leverage habits, drink more water, get good sleep, have great sex, one of my favorite ones, have fun with friends, be social if you're a social person. You know, if you're introverted, respect that, respect your need to cultivate your energy from within. If you're into it, meditate. Meditation is phenomenal for your brain and your body. Scientific studies show that you can actually reverse diseases with meditation. You can increase your energy levels. You can help yourself go to sleep at night. You can actually change the way your brain functions by thinking about it, which most people don't realize they have the power to do, exercise, do some yoga, stretch, get flexible. These are such simple, basic things. You know, people would be like, what fancy new pill do I need to take, or what crazy new exercise program or challenge do I need to get into? But when you really get back to the basics, you get back to simplicity. When you keep things simple, when you start focusing on the things that truly bring you joy in your life and enjoying humans. If you study positive psychology a little, just a little bit, just a little bit of study in each of these areas, like neuroscience, food, health and well-being, fitness, if you just study a little bit in each of these areas each month, your life is going to get exponentially better. Your positive experience is going to be on an uprise faster than mobile technology is on an uprise in business today, right? Faster than Pinterest is growing right now. So it's really about knowing that you have the power within you. You have the ability to create the life you desire, the life of your dreams. It doesn't have to just be a dream. It can be a dream that you can create into a reality if you take the proper actions to do so. If you learn the knowledge necessary and you apply it through your behaviors, you apply it through your habits, you use that high leverage to achieve the things that you want to achieve. There's a lot more, but those are some of the very, very core ones. And if I had to kind of just make like a top three of those things, I would recommend food is the foundation, number one. Eat good, healthy food. It's really simple. It doesn't need to be complicated. A lot of information out there is very misconstrued, and contrary to each other. But eat lots of green vegetables, fresh fruits, nuts and seeds. Drink lots of water. Reduce the intake of processed foods. Try to cut out all refined sugars and breads to a certain degree if you can. And exercise. That's a real basic formula to optimal health, you know. And then number two, learn about your brain. Learn about what's running the show because you have the power to change anything you want in your life so long as you know what's in your way. And the reason I bring up learning about the brain is because most people don't realize, but because we've evolved in this day and age from such a primal state, you know, millions of years ago, all the way through this evolution, we live in an age of technology where a lot of the functions that used to save our lives thousands of years ago, they no longer are needed. We have an abundant access to food. We have an abundant access to each other. We have communication that is unprecedented in the history of the human race. We live in an age of abundance. Whether you see it or not, right now it is there. And there's evidence all around as long as you're open to it. And when you learn about your brain, you learn about some of the things that may be getting in your way that you don't realize are getting in your way, it's one of the most freeing feelings in the world. When you learn about cognitive biases, when you learn about how we have self-limiting beliefs and where they came from and how to change them, those are some of the most powerful things ever. You know, use NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. You know, learn how to reprogram yourself. Think of Neo in the Matrix. You know, I personally love being Neo in the Matrix. You know, upload a program. I want to learn this. You know, I need to learn some SEO, right, for my business. Cool, I can upload it. I can go there, learn about it, bam, I can apply it, and I get results, right? I want to go learn about driving more traffic or converting more sales, you know, or new product creation or whatever it may be. That's not true. We need to learn. We need to function fast. We need to, you know, be able to pivot when we need to. We need to really just take the reins of our own lives. And studying the brain just a little bit doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to go to college to get a degree. Go to the bookstore, go to the section on brain, and check out a few books. There's some really amazing ones out there. They're extremely inspiring, and they'll really, really help you get to the core. I think that's the highest leverage learning that someone can do is learn how to learn properly and learn about yourself and your brain and how it functions. And the, you know, the third one's a tough one because I like to put that as cultivating more of a your own spiritual practice, whether it's meditation, whether it's yoga, whether it's going to church, whatever it may be. Really get in touch with that spiritual aspect of yourself and what you're doing, because from the study of neuroscience, from the more we understand about the brain, we're realizing that when we commit ourselves to a higher purpose, whatever it may be that we believe is being of service to others, we are in our ideal state of flow. We're in our ideal state of optimal happiness because we feel like we matter. We feel like we're making a dent in the universe. And just look at Steve Jobs' life, you know, as a great example of that, because he is one of the greatest examples publicly that we know about. And he literally poured his heart and his soul and his life into his company. And he has changed the world in numerous ways from that. You know, how can you apply that in your own life? How can you know, with the exception of making sure you take care of yourself along the way, you know, how can you really make a dent in your own personal universe? What you want to do. Yeah, there's a lot more. I could go on for a long time about that, but you know, food, the brain, spiritual practice of some sort, however is comfortable for you. I think those are some really, really powerful ones because the others come easy. You know, once you have those in place, everything else becomes so much smoother and so much easier. And you're really living an optimal lifestyle from there.
Yeah, incredible advice, dude. Wow, I mean, I'm just learning a ton. I'm sure everyone on this call right now is just taking notes and really excited about life because the passion that you're bringing to the table, and you know, I'm sure everyone can really feel it. It's you're actually living what you're saying, and I think that's really a key thing is and something that personally, I've struggled with, and I've seen people out there struggle with as entrepreneurs, is saying things but not actually living them, you know, not practicing what you preach. And you clearly are in alignment with what you're saying. You know, I mean, I can personally feel it, and I know it. you know, I have that inner knowing, that inner gut feeling that says, wow, you know, this guy absolutely is doing what he's saying. You know, there's no doubt in your mind, you know. And so I think that's the key for anyone listening right now, is to take action on the things that really resonate with you, you know, the things that really are aligned with who you are. You really need to start taking action and then sharing that action and those results with others. Because that's what's going to inspire people, is a person who is clearly in alignment with what they're saying. And if you're doing what you're saying, then it'll come through the way that you're speaking, through the way that you're communicating. And so, yeah, man, I really just want to thank you for being in alignment with what you're saying, and for really bringing so much value to everyone listening right now. Really, really.
You're very welcome. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and so before we wrap up the call, you know, is there anything else that, I mean, I know you've shared so much, but are there any final thoughts that you want to leave anyone listening right now with?
Yeah, you know, one thing popped up when I was listening to you just a minute ago, and, you know, talk about alignment, and it's so key, you know, find out what you're aligned with and start on that path, whether it seems risky or like people will look down on you for it or won't agree with you, or your friends and family tell you you're crazy. Usually when that happens, that's a great counterintuitive sign that you're on the right track. You know, my friends, you know, over the past couple of years through the internet marketing industry, whenever I see them at events and conferences, you know, they looked at me and they noticed a big difference. They saw me completely transform. And I show up to a conference recently and they're like, oh my gosh, what happened to you? I had lost 30 pounds. I had completely re-engineered my whole lifestyle, and I just felt better and exuded that when I was around them. They're like, what are you doing? You know? And very simply, I just told them, I just started getting my life in alignment, you know, living my life on purpose. And you know, that was, you know, when we founded Young and Raw. I mean, that is when the big shifts, you know, really started happening in business. And the amazing thing that I've found is when you practice what you preach, when you live a life of integrity, when you align yourself with what you're passionate about and being of true, valuable, positive, measurable impact in other people's lives, when it's observable, other people can see what your information or your expertise or what your efforts are doing and who they're helping in a very positive way in the world. When you do that, a lot of the other business challenges that you're facing as an entrepreneur just melt away. I mean, we've had an effortless time building our phenomenal community. We have the most supportive people in the world that I've ever come across in business. We have raving fans. We have testimonials pouring in every single day. We have people getting results, losing weight, reversing their heart disease, you know, reversing diabetes. I mean, we have so many powerful, life-changing testimonials coming in. And it's amazing. We love this. You know, we just do this all the time. All day, every day, we're devoted to this and devoted to the people that we're interacting with. And we've noticed that everything that we do tends to have such higher efficient impact, whether it's building a landing page or driving traffic or converting sales or creating products. Things just flow so much better. And we're not stressed out, and we're not low on energy, and we're not unhappy with it. We're not grinding away until the launch date and then, you know, going to Vegas and, you know, partying our asses off afterwards. We're just committed to it because we're passionate about it. And because it's in alignment, everything flows so much better. So I really highly recommend, you know, if you're listening to this call right now, to really just find out what that is for you. And no matter what it is, you know, just jump into it full board. You know, the one really powerful lesson a close friend of mine, Mike Dillard, shared with me when I was on a snowboarding trip with him in Whistler in Canada here, was basically, I asked him, Mike, what's your secret to success going from a waiter to a $14 million company in, you know, about 2 years' time? Like, how do you do it? And he told me, he's like, when you're able to find something that you can passionately devote yourself 100% to for the next 10, 15, and 20 years or more, then you're on the path to your own personal success. And that to me really struck a chord, because I'd never been committed to something so much. You know, so when we started Young and Raw, that was the first time in my life that I was able to say, I'm here, I'm showing up, I'm fully present, and I'm committed to this for the long term, no matter what. And it's been, had plenty of its ups and downs. But ever since making that commitment, everything in our lives has changed. Everything has shifted to a more positive note, to a more exciting note, to a more passionate life, to more energy, more freedom, more fun, more connections, more love, more just more everything, man. Life is extremely abundant. And I believe that every person, including you who's listening to this call, is deserving of absolute abundance in their life, in health, in wealth, in excitement, adventure, in the whole experience, man. It's a wonderful game to be playing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, certainly. Wow. Okay. Thank you, Caleb. Really appreciate you, brother. Really appreciate you being on the call right now. And for anyone who's listening right now, if they want to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
Yeah, the easiest way is in my email address, which is Caleb, C-A-L-E-B, at youngandraw.com, and it's spelled out A-N-D. Our website is youngandraw.com, and our Facebook community, which is the most active, engaged area where we spend a lot of our time interacting with people one-on-one, is facebook.com/youngandraw. Spelled out. Those are the main contact points for us. Any questions, any comments, any interests, or personal health challenges that people are really interested in resolving their lives, or for those that they love, that's what we're passionately committed to in this world and in our lives. So please feel free.
Sweet, dude. And for anyone listening right now, if you want to receive inspiring stories of transformation your email every single week, just like this interview right here, there should be a way that you can access and join the community below this interview. So click the link there and join us, and you'll receive an interview just like this every single week. And Caleb, I just want to thank you once again, brother, for joining me on this call and sharing so much of yourself.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to share what I've learned and my experiences with everyone who's listening right now, and I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, guys. Well, that's a wrap, and thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.